Hello friends, we will start the preparation for the lesson with a source excerpt by Rabash. A person has a desire within him which comes from himself. In other words, even when he is alone and there are no people around him to affect him or from whom he can absorb some desire, he receives an awakening and craves to be a servant of the Creator. But his own desire is certainly not big enough for him not to need to enhance it so he can work with it to obtain the spiritual goal. Therefore, there is a way. Just like in corporeality, to enhance that desire through people on the outside will compel him to follow their views and their spirit.
Здравствуйте, мировой клей. Здравствуйте, наш дорогой ученик.
Yes, friends. Hello, world. Clay. Hello, our dear teacher. This preparation was done by Moscow 1 and Kiev 3. We've been preparing for almost 2 weeks, thinking, worrying about how we can enter this lesson with one desire and one intention. And we came to a conclusion that the key to success is the 10. And to feel yourself incorporated in the 10, as we've heard from our teacher, all our work is to be incorporated in the vessel that the Creator has already created. And remember that previously we used to put so much effort and exertion. It's January now here. You had to get into the car, into the snow, to pick up the friends, to go to the lesson. And you made all these efforts till you came to the lesson. And now you just go into, you go and sit by the computer and you switch it on and that's it. There's nothing heroic. And then you understand that there is nothing external that need to unite us. Our whole work is focused inwards. Our dedication to the friends, to the teacher, or yearning for the Creator. And when this click happens, you begin to feel the joy, the feeling of the light, the feeling you're in the right place and doing the right things. So now we have this these excerpts. Yes, let there be light. I came across this excerpt that if we came to this world only in order to hear these sublime things, we would settle for them, and that's it. And it's true, if we, in our situation, unite with our tens, it is enough. Because it's the greatest thing there is, and I pass it on to Sergei.
Hello, friends, world Kli, dear teacher. We truly understand only now what the Ten is, only at this time. I've been studying for 11 years the wisdom of Kabbalah, 12 years almost, and I understand that Rav has been preparing us for being, for incorporating in the Ten all of these years, and it was only that we were not ready. Suddenly the pandemic came, and it divided us and locked us within the four walls of our house so that we will work in inner connection and find ourselves ready to work in through incorporation in the Ten. So now the Ten is born. More correctly, we feel that the Ten is everything. It really has everything. It's our mini connection with the whole world Kli. And only thanks to the Ten, we can break through forward and give contentment to the Creator. That's clear already. Thanks.
Rabash writes, if everyone is nullified before his friend and mingles with him, they become one mass, where all the little parts that want the love of friends unite in a collective force that consists of many parts. And when one has great strength, he can execute the love of others. And then he can achieve the love of the Creator. But the condition is that each will annul before the other. However, when he is separated from his friend, he cannot receive the share he should receive from his friend. Thus, everyone should say that he is nothing compared to his friend.
A question for an active workshop. How will we want to annul for the sake of the friends? How will we want to annul for the sake of the friends?
We had a preparation for it yesterday, and today the exit that Rabash wrote. We want to expand our vessel for the sake of the Creator, so we may enter together the love of others.
How will we succeed in to reach a prayer if we don't annul before each other? If we will see each other as great, and if we annul before each other, and we truly want the benefit of each other, so that each one here will truly reach the quality of bestowal and love, and all of his desires will come to be. And if we indeed want it and ask the Creator for that, how will we reach the Creator if it's not through annulment before the friends?
We will want to come to this prayer through our efforts in annulment, through actions that we want to act out the Ten in its advanced states, to see the friends as truly great, to crown the view of the friends on ourselves. And out of this, out of the set, perhaps even of failures, they're gradually a real prayer is gradually formed between us, because we really need the light.
Yes, exactly. We need to add a prayer that the Creator will truly help us to be outside ourselves and ask that He will connect us so that we will be as one man in one heart in the lesson now, and hold on to this prayer throughout the entire lesson.
We heard more than once that pride is what stops us from connecting and truly turning to the upper force. And here we have a very clear advice that you can't avoid, which is to go into the society, into the ten, and together ask. Prior to this, the prayer is not accepted. For this, we all have to remove our egos and go into the ten.
Yes, annulment is something that's very active. It's when I take the deficiencies of the friends for spirituality and I act and I run and I try to promote the friends in the direction of the Creator, in the direction of bestowal.
Yeah, and that's our opportunity. As we heard in the first excerpt, we read that each one has a very small desire for spirituality. So together, if we truly annul before each other and increase, exalt the quality of love between us, we will succeed.
How will we want to annul for the sake of the friends? We will want it out of getting an example from them, the importance of the goal. We will be impressed by them. We will be envious of them. It's all in the ten.
We have to exert, invest in the friends so they become important. And if they're important, we will want to annul and we'll want to do everything for the friends.
The question is, how is it possible to annul without wanting it? On the other hand, this desire, well, seemingly it's not to want for myself. It's something that's not natural, above reason. So we truly need to pray in order to receive the desire not to want. So it's all above our nature.
Доброе утро, друзья. Посмотрите на своих товарищей и подруг.
Good morning, friends. Just look at the friends around you. They're now in front of you. When did we think, how much have they done for us without sparing time and efforts? All the friends have done and are doing for us, all the hard work, and they did it gladly. They give us all their yearnings, their prayers. They shine the light for us that illuminate our way forward. Let's put them in, bring them into our hearts. They want it very much. Let's pray for them every single moment. L'chaim, friends.
Какие бы состояния ни приходили, чтобы не было у тебя на сердце или на уме.
Whichever state that may come, whatever it is, in our mind, in our heart, the ten is always before you. It directs you. It is always in the center of your life, and you will never go wrong with it. It's like a light that shines the way for you, like a lighthouse, even when the fog is very dense and it's difficult. In those moments that the Creator turns to me, I turn to the friends. That's the most important thing, is to hold on to this thought, hold on to these friends, and believe that there is nothing else besides yearning towards the ten. Because it comes from above, it comes from the Creator. So we simply need to feel and believe that everything will be good and this is how it should be. Simply follow them. And you will always hear from them exactly what you need to hear. What will give you those great forces and will give you the correction. And of course, along the way, the Creator will give you all the possibilities to give back to them those same things. So here is for the ten, Chaim.
So really, look at the friends. Hug them from within. Thank the Creator for them. Without them, we wouldn't take one step forward on our path. Let's ask the Creator to lift them even higher, the Chaim.
Семинар в молчании. Как через величие товарищей увидим величие?
Silent workshop. How, through the greatness of the friends, can we see the greatness of the Creator.
Молитва. Великий Творец, благодарим Тебя.
A prayer.
Обратиться к Тебе в молитве.
Great Creator, thank You for the opportunity to turn to You in prayer. Connect us in such a way that You will be pleased with it. Help us love the friends like ourselves and want to raise their deficiencies to You. Make it so that this desire will be above all other desires.